有一个关于美国的常识。到目前为止，美国一共经历了多少任总统？
I want to give you a quiz about the knowledge about presidency. How many terms of
多少任可不容易，
presidency
多
have
少位？
the U.S. has rendered upon?
是。
How many people have served as U.S. presidents since the establishment of the country?
还有一个，这是多少届？
And
在历任总统中，有几位，有多少位是信神的？
How many of those presidents are believers of God, whether the Christians or Catholics?
到目前为止，我们看到是奥巴马是第44任。
Obama is the terms number 44.
在这第44任里边，有几位总统？大家知道吗？
Although it has 44 terms, but how many people have served?
知道吗？多少届了？因为有的总统是连任，所以任一届是2届、3届，所以他是。
There's 57 terms because some people serve more than one term.
那你看他们的宗教背景，最近我们能看到这四位：圣公会是老布什，克林顿是基金会的，小布什是寻道卫理联合公会的，奥巴马是联合基督教会的。
So those are different denominations of their religions. Bush Senior is Episcopal. Clinton is Baptist. Junior Bush is Methodist, and Obama is the what United Christian Church.
如果有的弟兄姐妹有兴趣，回去你可以做一做作业，帮我们来统计，做一个统计，找个时间可以跟大家分享。
So those who are interested can do your self-study and perform some statistical analysis.
那再有一个圣经里边的常识，就是在古代以色列历史中，在王国分裂之前有几位国王？
Likewise, we can look at how many kings had served before the Israel kingdom split into two parts.
有几位？三位啊。
Three.
第一位是扫罗，第二位是大卫，第三位呢是大卫的儿子所罗门，在他之后就分裂成南北两国。
So Saul, and then David, and David's son Solomon, and after that, the kingdom was split.
那从这个表格中，我们看到他们每人在位服侍了大概都是40年。
And they all ran for 4 years.
那我们看一下圣经中对他们三个王的最典型的评价。
And let's see the most typical comments in the Bible about those three kings.
你看对扫罗的评价，也是今天我们要讨论的一个主题的中心。你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你作王。
The comments about Saul is that because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king.
你看对大卫的评价有预计经文《撒母耳记上》13、14节，耶和华已经寻找一个合他心意的人。
For David, it says from the First Samuel chapter 13, the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart. And appointed him leader of his people.
那对所罗门的评价，对不起，这应该是《列王记上》3章12节，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。
For Solomon, it should be from the First King, chapter 3. I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be.
所以这三张肖像呢，这是扫罗带领军队 征战，他是能征善战的头领。
So the first icon or picture is Saul, who led the Israelites to fight against many wars.
大卫呢，他是一个，用今天我们的话说，他应该是很好的一个，不单是个国王，也是个音乐家，也是个诗人。他会静静地思想神的心意。
So for David, he's not only a military leader, but also a musician and also a poet.
所以这个照片，你看这个图像画像，所罗门他是一个神给了他智慧，所以他非常会断案。
And Solomon has the wisdom of making tough judgment.
那我们今天要讨论的焦点问题。什么是顺服神？什么是不顺服神？
So today our focus is what is true obedience?
那我们了解了扫罗王他的一些故事以后，我们有人可能会问，扫罗王在执行神的命令的过程中，只是因为他犯了一点小错误，那就定扫罗王为不顺服神，不是违背神的命令而给他定的那么大个罪，扫罗是不是有点冤枉？
So some might question why God gave Saul such a big punishment, even though that from the surface, what he did was kind of a small mistake.
有大的功劳，只是犯了一点小错，就那么给他定罪，是不是有点委屈？
Because Saul really had helped the Israelites establish their kingdom because he had defeated so many enemies.
那让我们脑筋呢，稍微转一下弯，转到今天。
So let's turn our mind to today.
在当今的社会中，一个为自己的国家、为自己的民族、为自己的家庭付出过辛劳，甚至做过巨大贡献的人，因他的过错，可不可以被律法、被法律判罪？
So, if we look at the analogy, today, if someone who had toiled or worked so hard for his family, for his country, his own race, and even make great contributions,But would the law condemn him by just a few mistakes?
就是我们生活的今天这个社会的律法，对那些立过大功的人和对那些平庸的人，在这些人面前定罪，是不是所谓公平的？
You know, is that fair to judge some people who had great contributions versus those ordinary people?Just because of a few mistakes that they made.
今天我们就借着旧约圣经撒母耳记上的几段经文来思想一个主题，就是听命胜于献祭。
So today we're going to ponder on this subject. What is the true obedience? And our topic today is to obey is better than sacrifice.
那首先我们就借着撒母耳记上23:7这一节经文，我们来思想，和我们自己心意的事，并非都是神所赐。
I'd like to bring your attention to First Samuel 23:7. The point over here is, what fits our desire may not be what God grants us.
撒母耳记上23:7，有人告诉扫罗说，大卫到了基以拉。扫罗说，他进了有门有栓的城，困闭在里头。这是神将他交在我手里了。
Verse 7 in chapter 23, Saul was told that David had gone to Keilah, and he said, God has handed him over to me.David has imprisoned himself by entering a town with gates and bars.
扫罗是在以色列的历史中，他们从游牧的民族定居下来以后，进入王国时期的 第一位君王。
Saul was elect, was anointed the first king, when Israelites transferred from a nomadic race into, living in a fixed, area.
扫罗四十岁登基做王，带领着军队南征北战，立下了汗马功劳。
He won over many battles. He was a, he became a king at age 40.
那当时担任扫罗王，刚才我们看到的继任者大卫还是一个年轻的少年。
And at that time, his successor David was just a young person.
那当时年轻的大卫被扫罗选进宫，作为一个琴童，帮着他弹琴驱邪。所以当时的大卫，年轻的大卫是可以自由出入王宫的。
David was elected to be a harp player, play the music, in order to cast out the demon that bothered Saul. And so Saul gave him the freedom of freely entering the palace.
那在一次以色列人与腓力士人的征战中，腓力士的军队中有一个名叫歌利亚的士兵，虎背熊腰，异常的高大。
And in one important battle against the Philistines, the Philistine has a soldier. His name is Goliath, and he is extremely big.
那这个以利亚对着以色列叫阵，叫了四十天，就没有人敢出来征战迎战。
The Goliath was challenging the Israelites for 40 days, and no one dared to go out and fight against him.
那就在那个时候，还在家里放羊的大卫呢，受他父亲的差遣，到前线去打探他三个参战的哥哥，他们是不是平安。
At that time, this young David was just a shepherd, boy, and was ordered by his father to go to the front line to, monitor or to scout whether his three older brothers were safe or not, when because they were all in the military.
那年轻的大卫到了战场，看到当时那个情况以后呢，就气愤不过，临阵就请战。
David was very upset, about what he saw because he saw no one dared to go out and fight this giant Goliath.
因为他平时放羊的时候，驱赶动物呢，手中的那个击旋那个抛石，把那个不可一世的歌利亚一下子就击毙了。
And David used the sling, with a stone that he usually used to defend himself when he was shepherding, and he used that way to kill this giant Goliath.
看到这个情形，有扫罗王一时的高兴，就立马征召大卫入伍参军，并且呢，委任他做战士长。
King Saul was so happy that he summoned David and gave him high ranks in his army.
大卫呢就带领军队是旗开得胜啊，战绩赫赫。
And after that, David won many many battles.
结果在迎接扫罗王带着军队凯旋而归的以色列民众中间。
And in the crowd who were celebrating the victorious returning of King Saul,
有一大群热心的妇女们一边跳舞一边用今天的 rap 在说唱。
A group of women who are very zealous about this victory, and they were shouting,
说唱的什么呀？扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Wow. Those women sent out, Saul had slain his thousands, but David his tens of thousands.
这是一群热心的妇女们夸大卫夸得过了。
From the praises of those women.
这下扫罗王心中的醋意大发，他嫉妒和惧怕大卫接替他的王位。
And that triggered the jealousy of King Saul, and from that day on, he was trying to kill David.
结果是一个四十多岁的一国之王追杀一个十几岁的青少年，追杀了将近 20年，不但没有成功，最终自杀身亡。
And it started this 20 years of pursuit. This 40 some years old king trying to just kill a maybe just a teenager. And at the end, not only that he failed, but he also had to commit suicide.
第撒母耳记上23章7节这节经文描述的是扫罗王听到有人报告说大卫进了一个有门有栓的城里。
So, chapter 23, verse 7 said that Saul was told that David came to the city Egilah, and that is a town with doors and bars.
那他就以为这是神将大卫交在他的手里了，让他随意去处置大卫。
So Saul felt that this is the God-given opportunity to him that he can seize or capture David.
所以只要他带领军队将城团团的围住，把守着城门，然后进城挨家挨户的搜查，这一下大卫一定逃不过他的手心了。
So he was thinking, as long as I surrounded this city and search every single house, I can definitely capture David.
但是结果怎么样呢？
But
神只是大卫提前离开了那个有门有栓的城。
But God revealed to David, so he left earlier before the soldiers came.
并且在以后的日子里边，圣经里边讲到了扫罗天天寻索大卫，神却不将大卫交在他的手中。
But in the future, the Bible said that day after day, Saul searched for David, but God did not give David into Saul's hands.
我想请问大家，扫罗的王位是怎么得来的？
So I'd like to ask brothers and sisters, how did Saul get his, how was Saul crowned to be the king?
今天我们选总统是大家要投票要选举等等等等，但是在古代以色列王，他的王位是怎么得来的？
How did he get the king's position? Today we all do the voting.
撒母耳记上9章16节，撒母耳看见扫罗的时候，耶和华对他说：“看哪，这人就是我对你所说的，他必治理我的名。”
First Samuel 9:17, it says, "When Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said to him, 'This is the man I spoke to you about. He will govern my people.'"
然后在10章1节，撒母耳就拿凭膏油倒在扫罗的头上，与他亲嘴说：“这不是耶和华膏你做他产业的君吗？”
Then in chapter 10:1, then Samuel took a flakes of oil and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him, saying, "Has not the Lord anointed you leader over his inheritance?"
神亲自差派先知膏立的一个王，那我想请问，这个王信不信神？
So if this king was anointed by the Lord himself, would he believe in the Lord?
一个信神的王，当他一心一意要谋杀追杀大卫的时候，
But when this king who was anointed by the Lord himself, but when he was putting his mind into killing his enemy,
他把一切现象呢都视作是神喜悦他的计划呀。
And he interpret everything, as what the Lord has pleased and to lead him into.
他以为他的一切行动是神给他的计划，让他去做的。
He felt that all he is doing is led by the Lord.
所以这就是我们刚才这个题目，一个信神的人会把和自己心意的事情归为是从神那里来的。
Therefore, we need to be careful. Even though we are a believer of God, sometimes we will mix up our own desire as what is the vision from the Lord.
所以从某种意义上来讲，这是我们信神的人的一种悲哀。
So in a way, it's a tragedy for a believer.
因为一个相信神的人会将我们自己个人的意见、我们自己个人的见解、个人的立场、我们个人的想法和我们的个人心中的主意和相吻合的时候，我们会自圆其说的用圣经来辩解，这是来自于神。
Because sometimes we will even use the Bible verses to even try to convince or justify our thoughts because of our bias of personal interpretation or personal preference.
所以如果昔日的保罗，也就是说我们今天的信神的人，在处理一件事情之前，在做出一个重大决定之前，能够敬虔的向神祷告，来寻求神的旨意，然后品察我们自己。
Therefore, whether it was Saul, King Saul at that time, or ourselves today, that we are facing an important decision, we need to be carefully and obediently pray before the Lord and then examine ourselves.
我们在做出重大决定的时候，反问自己：我们体贴的是我们自己的心意呢，体贴的是自己的肉身的感受呢，还是为了维护神的律法，是为了神的荣耀呢
？So we need to ask ourselves: Do we care more about our own desire, our gratification, or we're trying to sustain or uphold?The law and the teaching of God.
还是说我们借着维护神的律法，借着维护所谓的正义，而使我们自己的内心得以发泄，得以满足呢？
Or are you trying to use those ways of upholding God's law or glorify God?In order to actually unleash your own emotion and get gratification.
所以接下来问题是，扫罗是耶和华神亲自高立的王，可是为什么圣经中有多次写到耶和华厌弃扫罗做以色列的王？
So how come this Saul was originally established?Or anointed by the Lord, but in various scriptures, the Bible said that the Lord had rejected Saul as the king of Israel.
这就是下面我们讨论的第二个方面，因为扫罗体贴的是自己的心意，体贴的是自己肉体的感受。
Because that's our next topic. Because what we see or we will observe is.Saul himself cared more about his own desire, his flesh, rather than the glory of God. Because he had rejected the Lord's commands.
所以下面我们就从撒母耳记上十五章的经文来思想听命胜于献祭这个主题的第二个方面。
So now let's look at the second dimension of in 1 Samuel chapter 15. What does that mean that obedience is better than sacrifice?
扫罗被神遗弃，他之所以被神遗弃，在于他厌弃神的命令。
Saul was rejected by the Lord because Saul first rejected God's command.
所以撒母耳记上十五章整个记载的是扫罗厌弃耶和华的命令，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。我们从三个方面来分享。
So chapter 15 reviews three areas that how Saul had rejected God's commands.
那他表现的三个方面，第一个方面就是 违背神命，违背神的命令。
The first area is that he disobeyed God's command.
那在撒母耳记上十五章开始的时候，神的代言人撒母耳先知向扫罗转达神的命令，说让他率领军队去击打那些犯罪的亚玛利人。给他的命令非常非常的明确，将他们灭绝净尽。
At the beginning of chapter 15, the Lord's command came through prophet Samuel to King Saul. The Lord wanted him to strike out, to wipe out, or completely destroy the Amalekites.
请问这个灭绝净尽是什么概念？
Verse 3 says, totally destroy everything that belongs to the Amalekites.
或者我们要问神为什么要扫罗灭绝净尽亚玛利人呢？
Maybe we need to ask, why did the Lord want to wipe out this race of Amalekites?
一方面，在以色列人出埃及的路上，亚玛利人在以色列众民人困马乏的时候趁火打劫。
It was because when the Israelites got out of Egypt, they were very weary, tired, and at this moment, the Amalekites came and strike on them.
圣经就记载，当时亚玛利人与以色列人曾经有过一次非常惨烈的恶战。
They had a very fierce battle against the Israelites.
所以在那次战争之后，耶和华神对摩西说：“我要将亚玛利人的名号从全天下涂抹掉。你要将这个话写在书上纪念，又要念给你将来那个接班人约书亚听。”
So in Exodus chapter 17, verse 14, the Lord said to Moses, "Write this on a scroll, something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven."
另一方面呢，亚玛利人是一个好战的，是一个败坏的，是一个拜偶像的游牧的民族。
In another dimension, the Amalekites is a militant, corrupt, and idol worship nomads.
因为他们生活的来源是靠什么呢？就是靠那烧杀抢掠、劫财害命而得来的。
They were robbers because that's the only way they can make a living.
所以他们是个游牧的，见着就抢，见着就杀，然后吧，把抢来的最宝贵的金银，所谓的他们手中的财宝吧，都给他做成偶像来拜。
They were the nomads, so they wander around and kill and just grab everything from other people. And then they will collect all the gold or silver and make idols for them to worship.
所以我们相信亚玛利人的这些罪恶的历史和败坏的民风，作为以色列一国之王、神高立的王扫罗，一定是心知肚明。
So we believe, and it should be very clear, that this King Saul must know all those details of the evil of the Amalekites.
但是撒母耳记上十五章九节，扫罗和百姓却怜惜亚玛利人的王亚甲，也爱惜上好的牛羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切美物，不肯灭绝，凡下贱瘦弱的尽都杀了。
And it says, however, verse 9 says, but Saul and the army spared Agag and the best of the sheep and cattle, the fat calves.And lambs, everything that was good. These they were unwilling to destroy completely, but everything that was despised and weak, they totally destroyed.
我们注意这个联系这个字，在前面第三节的时候，撒母耳给他的命令非常清楚。现在你要去击打亚玛力人，灭尽他们所有的，不可联系他们。Here
in verse 15, it says the army, Saul and the army spared, Agag. But verse 3 of the same chapter, the Samuel told Saul, "Do not spare them. Put to death everything."
就在这里，我们看到扫罗作为神高立的王，他不单将神的命令当作耳旁风，而且圣经里面记载，他为了表彰自己的战功，战后还为自己立了一座纪念碑。And
further, not only that Saul disobeyed God's command, but he also established a monument in his own honor.
当年摩西和约书亚当时和亚玛力征战，最后战胜了亚玛力人的时候，是为神立了一座碑，将荣耀归于神。Several
hundred years ago, when Moses and Joshua, when they defeated the same type of people, the Amorites, they established a monument in honor of the Lord.
那此时的扫罗战胜了亚玛力人之后，却是为自己立碑，将荣耀归于自己，就像我们今天许许多多的王一样，给自己立碑树传。But
verse 12 says that King Saul, when he defeated the Amorites, he established a monument for his own honor, just like many, many emperors or presidents.
不单如此，我们下面再来看扫罗厌弃耶和华的命令，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事情的第二个方面的表现，就是谎报军情。The
second revelation from chapter 15 about the disobedience of Saul is that he lied and distorted the information.
撒母耳记上15:13，撒母耳 到了扫罗那里，扫罗对他说：“愿耶和华赐福于你，耶和华的命令我已遵守。”Verse
13, it says, when Samuel reached Saul, Saul said, "The Lord bless you. I have carried out the Lord's instructions."
当他这句“耶和华的命令我已遵守”话音还没有落的时候， 他身后的牛羊出卖了他。But
suddenly, before he even finished up speaking, he was betrayed by the sheep and the cattle.
撒母耳说：“我耳中听见有羊、有牛鸣，是从哪里来的呢？”
Samuel said, "What then is the blessing of sheep in my ears? What is the lowing of cattle that I hear?"
弟兄姐妹，我们可以想象这个时候撒母耳他的心，他这时候已经是心事重重的。So
you can imagine the broken heart of Prophet Samuel.
他当时送扫罗率领20万大军浩浩荡荡出征之后，他心中所盼望的就是扫罗王带领以色列百姓得胜返朝。When
Samuel sent out this 200,000 military that was led by King Saul, what he was hoping for is someday that they will come back victoriously.
可是扫罗在前线征战的时候，一天晚上，耶和华的话已经像冬天的凉水一下子浇到撒母耳身上，透心凉。But
before the battles were over, one night, the Lord has words for Samuel, and it came just like pouring a whole bucket of icy water in a cold winter.
所以当时神已经跟他讲了说，我立扫罗为王，我后悔了，因他转去不跟从我，不遵守我的命令。
In verse 11, The Lord said to Samuel, I am grieved that I have made Saul king, because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instructions.
所以第二天就是扫罗得胜返朝的日子。我相信头一天晚上，撒母耳彻夜的祷告，求神转变心意。神呐、啊，另外呢，也期望扫罗没有做出违背神的命令的事情。
So if the next day is the day of victorious march, Samuel must be praying that Saul will change his mind, or he did not do things that's disobedient to the Lord.
所以当撒母耳不愿意接受的事实摆在他面前的时候，老人痛心地跟扫罗讲。
But when this old Samuel saw things that he was most dreadful to see.
老人说，你为何没有听从耶和华的命令呢？你急忙去掳掠财物，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事呢？
Samuel asked Saul, Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord?
对于这个掳掠财物，大家怎么来想，怎么来看？
How do you think about pounce on the plunder?
有人可能会说，那这是战利品吗？
You feel that this is the results of the victory and we are entitled to keep them, right?
后面我们会讨论这个所谓的战利品，但是现在在撒母耳眼中，在神眼中，扫罗是违背了神的命令，犯了罪。
But in God's eyes and in Samuel's eyes, this is a sin against the Lord's commands.
所以撒母耳这句话出口以后，他盼望的是听到这位他亲手高立的王能够认罪悔改。
When Samuel asked this way, he was still having the hope that King Saul will repent.
他可能心中在想，扫罗王，你悔改吧，你如果悔改了，我祷告求神改变他的心意。
Samuel may be thinking, if Saul really is willing to repent, I can plead for you. I can plead in front of the Lord for kings.
结果扫罗的态度是怎么样的？
But let's see Saul's attitude.
二十节，扫罗对撒母耳说，我实在听从了耶和华的命令，行了耶和华所差遣我行的路，擒了亚玛利王亚甲，灭尽了亚玛利人。
But verse 20, Saul replied, But I did obey the Lord. I went on the mission the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought back Agag, their king.
你看他多会狡辩，我行了所差遣我行的路。
So you see how he...very shrewdly try to shake off his responsibility.
就像今天一个孩子一样，听爸爸妈妈的话，从家门口坐着校车到了学校上学。
It's like an obedient kid, try to take the school bus to school.
然后到学校上了一节课以后，其他的时间呢，就躲在图书馆一个角落里边玩游戏。
After the first class, then he sneak into the library and just play his video games.
然后又坐着校车，放学的时候回到家。
And then take the school bus back home in the afternoon.
然后呢，就跟爸妈说：“爸爸妈妈，我听你的话了，我坐了校车到学校去了呀，我现在又坐着校车回来了。”你看。
So boast to his parents that he is obedient.
狡辩，把他逃学的那一段时间呢，用谎言狡辩过去。
Cover up things that he should not do.
结果呢，令老爷子撒母耳彻底对扫罗失望了。在23节，悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与 拜虚神和偶像的罪相同，你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你作王。这是昨天晚上耶和华告诉我，我不想告诉你，现在不得不告诉你。
Then upon the complete disappointment, Samuel said in verse 23, "For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, He has rejected you as king."
这就是撒谎的结果。
And this is the result of lying.
那接下来我们进一步来认识一下扫罗厌弃耶和华的命令，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事的第三个方面的结果。
Now let's look into the third area that reveals the disobedience.
推卸责任。
And the third one is that he was trying to evade his responsibility.
那前面我们提到，当撒母耳问扫罗以色列队伍中有羊叫有牛鸣是从哪里来的这些东西，扫罗怎么样回答的？
Verse 15, when Samuel asked Saul, why did I hear the crying of the sheep and the lowing of the cattle.
第十五节，扫罗说：“这是百姓从亚玛利人那里带来的，因为他们爱惜上好的牛羊，要献于耶和华你的神，其余的我们都灭尽了。”二十一节，百姓却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊，要在基甲献于耶和华你的神。
Saul answered, 15.The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the best of the sheep and cattle to sacrifice to the Lord your God. But we totally destroyed the rest. Verse 21. The soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God at Gilgal.
大家注意，所当灭的物是什么意思？
Let's look at verse 21. What does that mean? Those that should have been destroyed.
扫罗说这句话的时候，就表明他非常清楚神的命令和律法。
When Saul said in verse 21, it reveals that he fully understands the commands.From the Lord.
但是作为领袖，作为一国之君，他却容忍放纵百姓们违背神的命令去犯罪。
But as a king of the nation, he was willing to tolerate or even urge his army to take the plunder.
不单如此，而且还美其名曰的给他们戴上一个非常属灵的光环。
Besides that, he even put a very spiritual halo as an excuse.
这属灵的光环是什么？
What is this spiritual halo?
要献于耶和华你的神，要在基甲献于耶和华你的神呐。
He was saying, oh, they want to preserve the best in order to offer to you, Lord.
这里提到奉献、献祭。那请问弟兄姐妹们，在旧约的律法中，关于奉献的数目是多少？
Here we talk about sacrifice or offering, and according to the Old Testament, what is the number, what is the ratio that one should offer to the Lord?
我们看一段经文，马拉基书三章十节，万军之耶和华说：“你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我，是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，穷乏于你们，甚至无处可容。”
The teaching of the Old Testament from Malachi 3:10 is bring the whole tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord.Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it.
我们仔细来想一想，扫罗在这里的狡辩，如果用我们今天的生活的一个比喻的话呢，就好像一个人从银行里边盗窃了一大笔钱，然后呢，从盗窃的一大笔钱里边拿出来1/10，甚至拿出来1/3，到了银行说：“哎，我要给你们奉献，要给我记功了。”
Okay, the Saul's excuse is like this analogy: a robber robbed the bank, and then take out 1/10 or even 3/10, and go back to the bank and give it to the bank and said, "This is my credit."
我们来看看另外一个译本。吕振中译本《撒母耳记上》15:3是这样翻译的：现在你要去击打亚玛利，将他们所有的进行毁灭，然后呢，归神，不要顾惜他们。
This is the contemporary Chinese translation of chapter 15, verse 3. It says, "Now you need to go out and strike on the Amalekites." Destroy everything and offer that to God. Do not spare anything.
由此我们进一步可以来思想，来看到扫罗，他不单是在容忍怂恿百姓在光天化日之下明偷明抢神的财物。
So from here, we can see that what Saul did is to tolerate or even urge his people to rob God's property in bright daylight.
就像前面第九节所讲的一样，凡下贱瘦弱的尽都杀了，归给神了。
They only offer to the Lord the despised and the weak.
他们却爱惜上好的归自己。
And they keep the best.
然后再从归自己的这些不义之财中拿出来一丁点儿，假模假样的献给神。
And then take a small portion of the best that they already kept for themselves, and said, "This is my offering to the Lord."
还舔着脸说：“神呐、啊，求你赦免我们的罪吧，我们已经把最好的给您献上了。”
Even pretend, saying that we offer to you and ask the Lord to forgive us.Our sins, because we have offered the best to you.
从他们明偷明抢的最好的十份里面拿出来一份献给神吗？
They only took a small portion of the best and gave it to the Lord.
所以现在我们是不是可以看明白了，扫罗在先知撒母耳面前，也是在神面前，他所狡辩的所谓的献祭，我们可以用几个形容词来形容它。
So we can find several adjectives to describe this sacrifice or offering by Saul.
这几个形容词啊，形容扫罗所谓的献祭是多么的虚伪，多么的幼稚，是多么的可怜，甚至连鬼诈都谈不上。
It's so fake. It's so pitiful.Not even you can call that a trick.
所以这时候请大家来体会一下我们今天读的撒母耳记上15:22。
So now we should have a better understanding of what we had read, verse 23.
撒母耳说耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭。顺从胜于公羊的脂油，悖逆的罪与行邪恶树的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华已厌弃你作王。
Verses 22 through 23, but Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord?" To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, He has rejected you as king.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们从扫罗身上，我们看到了怎样的教训，会学到怎样的功课呢？
So, what kind of lesson have we learned from the story of Saul?
听命胜于献祭。
To obey is better than to offer, to make offering.
那这个主题从旧约圣经到新约圣经，神一再的借着那些作者给我们展现、展现、展现，听命胜于献祭。
And we have seen the examples of this from the Old Testament throughout the New Testament. So many examples.
所以扫罗率领以色列人与亚玛力人征战的悲剧，我们可以称它是个悲剧，所暴露的问题实质在哪里？
So we can say what caused this tragedy, if we can call that a tragedy of a victory over the big enemy, Amalekites.
说到底，关乎的就是介于人的欲望、人的奢求，相对于对神的顺服。
And that is the question or the conflict between man's desire versus following God's will.
人的欲望、人的奢求相对对神的顺服。
Man's own flesh desire, gratification versus.
早年有一位在纽约布鲁克林的一个犹太家庭长大的年轻人。
Earlier time, there's a Jewish family growing up in Brooklyn, New York.
他在加州大学和伯克利加州大学读书期间，自称自己是一个马列主义者，是一个无神论者。
He called himself a Marxist or atheist when he was in studying UCLA and Berkeley.
当他硕士毕业之后，面对现代社会道德危机的挑战，他不但转变成为一个基督徒，是一个成为一个热血青年去追求耶稣基督。
But after getting his master degrees, he saw the world at that time, and he became a Christian and was become very zealous to pursue Christianity.
他娶了一位丹麦的基督徒女子为妻，而且很快就放弃了他们在新泽西州拥有的17个房间的豪宅。
He married a Danish Christian lady, and very soon they gave up.Their big house that has 17 rooms in New Jersey.
是七个房间的豪宅，离开了，放弃了。他与新婚的妻子到美国最北边的明尼苏达州。
And with his newlywed wife, they went to the north side of Minnesota.
先是在神学院读书，然后呢就做基督教的作家，做宣教机构的宣教士。他的脚踪踏遍了全世界。
Finish up his seminary study, and then became a Christian author, and then a missionary, and went to many different countries.
那他的家呢，就安在明尼苏达州最北边的一个小城，一住就是几十年。
And they live more than several decades.In the north edge of Minnesota.
大家可能想不到的是，曾经拥有过豪宅的这位宣教士，他竟然为了购买住房而遇到过非常大的困难。
And you cannot imagine that this person used to own that big mansion, but he had a big trouble when he tried to even buy a house.
那是在1970年代，他们夫妇当时已经有两个孩子了，那太太呢还怀着老三。
It was in the 1970s, and this couple had already had two kids, and number three is on the way.
那个时候，他们只能拿出来$1,000多作为首期付款，买了一栋价值$11,000的活动房屋。
They were only afford to use $1,000 as the first payment in order to buy a mobile home that was worth $11,000 at that time.
那当时他面临着冬天就要来到了，活动房屋的保暖的设备是欠佳的，很难抵挡最北边那个最北边的州、最北边那个小城的严寒的袭击。
It was in 1970s, and at that time, the mobile home was not that good. The insulation was pretty poor, and it cannot sustain the harsh winter in northern Minnesota.
那就在那个时候，他们收到了一张奉献的支票，那张支票上写了$5,000。
At that time, they received a check, an offering of $5,000.
哇，看到那张支票，他们全家欢欣鼓舞哎。The
whole family was so happy about receiving that check.
然而看着太太孩子们在那欢欣的场面，这个宣教士他心中，在他的头脑中有一个微小的声音。When
he looked at the joy of his family, however, this missionary heard a small voice in his mind telling him.
那个声音让他把那张支票寄到以色列，他们支持的一个宣教士那里去。The
voice wanted him to send this check or transfer this check to Israel, where they support another missionary couple.
因为他是宣教机构的负责同工，那他脑子想到那边需要这笔钱。
Because he used to be the co-workers in the missionary organization, so he knew the needs in Israel.
当他这一话一出口，太太和孩子就像手榴弹爆炸一样，大声的喊叫，大声的埋怨他。When
he told his family about this touch of the Spirit,
信神的人喊叫埋怨的时候，有一个工具是什么？ 圣经，拿圣经做依据。
He was faced with a very strong revolt. It's just like explode of a grenade.
他们家的师母太太或者叫长老娘，她是个长老，拿了出来最能够引经据典拿出来的提摩太前书第5章第8节，他说：“人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好，不看顾自己家里的人。”
更是如此。So his wife argued against him using 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
面对当时的场景，宣教士只好说：“哦，今天是星期五，是我们全家和我们机构固定的禁食。” 祷告，为以色列祷告的日子。Facing
that great challenge, this missionary had to say, "Well, today is Friday, and this is our regular time to fast, to pray for Israel."
他说：“好不好？我们个别的去私自的去祷告，求问神的心意，然后我们自己聚到一起，再看看我们各自的感觉。”
So why don't we all pray individually, asking the Lord about this, and then we will gather together and check out what is touched from the Lord.
那其实这位宣教士自己祷告的时候，心里也有挣扎呀。他希望他听到那个声音是错的，因为他在心中跟神争辩说：“主啊，那对宣教士夫妇，他们在耶路撒冷，他们有沃尔沃汽车。” 他们有皮夹克船，他们敬拜的时候还有好的乐器。So
even for this missionary himself, he was thinking, he was hoping that the touch of the voice from his heart was wrong, because he was debating with the Lord, saying that, oh, the missionary couple in Jerusalem, they were driving the Volvo cars, they wear a leather jacket, and when they play music, they have the instruments. It's better than us.
他祷告说：“我们家现在是一贫如洗呀。”
And we are so poor now.
大家猜一猜，当他晚上回到家的时候，情况怎么样？
So Give a guess. What would happen that night?
这一个信神的人的家庭，经过祷告以后。 当他回到家的又看到的情况，是比他早晨遇到的情况还要糟糕。
So he went home and found out the situation is even worse than that morning.
不单是太太，他两个孩子都从圣经里边找到了支持自己的经文。
Not only his wife, but also his two kids, they all found support from the Bible to support their arguments.
况且似乎他那个怀孕的太太。 说的话也在理，他说：“你看，我们根本就没有将我们家已经是一贫如洗的事告给任何人听。”His
pregnant wife was saying, "We have not even spread out the news about how poor we are."
他这个时候正是神怜悯我们、看顾我们、对我们的信心的一个回报。And
this is the time that God will repay us for our faith. To show his care.
然后脸一翻，单凭你自己的片言之语，你岂可以做决定啊？你以为你是谁呀？你以为你的婚姻很完美吗？你做的都对吗？
He was saying that, how come you can just make a decision based on your own thinking? Who do you think you are? Do you think your marriage is very good, isn't it?
就在大家纷纷据理力争的时候呢，跟着这位宣教士来到家中的他背后的，默默的跟着他的有一个刚刚信主的犹太人，声音微弱的说了一声。So
when everybody was quarreling, there was this Jew who just converted to Christianity. And he followed this missionary to his home, and he softly, weakly said,
他虽然我不能确认我们的长老，他听到了神的声音，但是他既然是这个社区、这个教区的领袖，我们就有义务依循他的感动。He
suggested that although we cannot be sure that what he heard was from God, but since he is the elder of our church, we should just, you know, obey, follow his recommendation.
哎，争端停止了，然后呢，这张支票就寄到耶路撒冷去了。So
at the end, they mailed this check to Jerusalem.
寄走了以后，故事还没完。后来，这位宣教士到以色列探望那对夫妇的时候，那对夫妇说。 我们收到你寄来的支票的前一天，刚刚拒绝了一笔5000块钱的奉献，因为那个奉献是有条件的，违背我们的信仰，我们拒绝了。So
sometime later, this missionary had a chance to visit Israel, and he visited this couple where he used to send this $5,000. This couple said, "When we got your check, the day before, we had just rejected." Another donation of $5,000 because that donation has some conditions that require us to disobey our faith.
拒绝那笔5000块钱支票的时候，我们中间有挣扎，我们也有争吵。We
were also struggled and we have fighting in that decision of rejecting the first $5,000 of donation.
但是当时我们拒绝的第二天收到了主内的同样的钱数的。
So, how wonderful that we receive the $5,000 that you sent the next day.
说你寄的那张支票，对我们宣教机构、对我们宣教士、对我们牧养的那个年轻的教会的弟兄姐妹们来讲，都是极大的鼓舞，是个美好的见证。So
your $5,000 was a great encouragement to us, to all those missionaries in foreign country. And also help us to build up the faith of the young believers in our local church.
那个宣教士说：“所以我最清楚你们家是一贫如洗的，但是我们还是欣然地接受了这份奉献。”So
although that I know you were not in good financial conditions, but we still were willing and happy to receive your donation.
所以，当这位宣教士他的太太和两个孩子他们都知道了这个事实的真相以后，大家是皆大欢喜，感谢主。
So both families were very happy about the decision they made.
所以，那位家境贫寒的宣教士后来分享说，当时的问题不在于我们家的需求多么大。
So this missionary afterwards, he shared, he said, that problem was not because how big is our need in our family,
也不在于他们家的经济状况比我们家好多少。
Or the family in Israel, whether their condition is better or worse than us.
这重要的是我们要思想神的旨意是什么。我们怎么样做才能够使神的名得到荣耀？
What matters is how we can glorify the Lord.
所以这个故事向我们提出的挑战是什么？
So what kind of challenge do we receive from this story?
我们应该警惕的是，合我们自己心意的机会，并不一定全是神所赐的。
What we need to be mindful is whatever opportunity that looks seems to fit our will may not be from God.
当一个机会临近我们的时候，要反复的检讨我们内心的动机。
So when we see an opportunity approaching us, we need to carefully examine our motivation.
要清楚的知道，我们是依循神的心愿，而不是随着我们自己的心意去行。
We need to clearly discern that we are really following God's will rather than our own preference.
因为神看我们是听命胜于献祭。
Because to obey is better than sacrifice.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Lord, we thank you for your precious words given to us.
愿主您的话语真的是成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光，引导我们一生。
May your words guide our paths in our through our lives.
这样的感谢祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.